976, which is just outside the city. They're doing road work. One lane is closed down. All other lanes are open, but it is slow going by that this afternoon. And a travel advisory. If you're traveling southbound on I-65, expect delays near Fort Deposit. Very bad accident there. Overturned vehicle and other problems. Plus, there is rain in the area. Buckle up and try to be safe out there this afternoon. During these times of social distancing, the Vance Law Firm can handle your case by phone or thevancelawfirm.com. Call 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jane.
If you've been injured through no fault of your own, you need a local attorney on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We had some serious storms come through, and there's a few more that are apparently making their way. This next batch should be affecting more the the west side of the city between Montgomery and Selma, somewhere in there. But they could pop up anywhere at any time. And Raymond, we come right back to you. What's up?
Yes, sir. I just saw that on TV where he had picked Kamala Harris. I do hope he remembers that she's not an intern, right?
What he needs to not remember is how she attacked him for being a racist. That's the funny part of the whole thing.
All right.
she got
pretty hair, so she'll do good.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for the call. Reggie will grab yours in just a couple of minutes.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Peppertree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
AKD Screen Printing and Embroidery has always been Central Alabama's go-to for custom decorated apparel. Now, in light of the continued challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic, we are truly in unprecedented times where you and your family's safety is paramount. As a result, we are all being asked to don new apparel in the form of face coverings. With this new challenge to protect our community, AKD has pivoted and is now offering masks in a multitude of colors and styles. Whether you're looking for a cotton mask with your company or school logo or a multicolor sublimated mask, AKD is your one-stop shop for all of your face covering needs. Their team is truly committed to serving Montgomery's River region with timely turnaround and competitive pricing. And they've even set up a custom design center for masks on their newly launched website. So if it's masks you need, AKD's got you covered. Start designing today at goakd.com or give one of their friendly team members a call at 277-8433 for their Montgomery office or 361-2133 for their Prattville location.
And now a star is born. On August 11th, 1953, the world welcomed little baby Hulk Hogan.
It's a bouncing baby boy. 8.5 pounds and 24-inch pythons. Go ahead and take him home. Teach him to say his prayers. And take these vitamins.
Hulk Hogan, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Steve Rappaport. Presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden picking California Senator Kamala Harris as his running mate, making her the first black woman on a major party presidential ticket. The Big Ten Conference postponing all college sports this fall, including football, because of the coronavirus pandemic.
Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren saying of this decision, quote, "The mental and physical health and welfare of our student athletes has been at the center of every decision we have made regarding the ability to proceed forward," end quote. The statement citing the research of the Big Ten Task Force for Emerging Infectious Disease, as well as their Sports Medicine Committee, having impacted the choice to wait until the spring.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. COVID-19 cases worldwide doubling in the last 6 weeks.
Johns Hopkins University says the total number of cases around the world has topped 20 million, and a quarter of that number represents the U.S. alone. Health officials believe the case numbers may be higher than that because many who are infected have no symptoms.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America is listening to Fox News.
Miami, Florida, come on, get Corona. Atlanta and Phoenix, we've got the diseases. New Orleans, Las Vegas, lots of COVID cases. Orlando, get out of quarantine. Rent
a nice vacation home in COVID hotspot zones where they reopen the bars. Do not wear a mask. There they don't care about science or facts. You can get the virus in a restaurant that's super packed. In a hotspot, Jacksonville, Daytona, come on, get Corona. California's got beaches chock full of diseases. Wisconsin and Texas, lots of new infections to a hotspot zone. We won't wear masks and then we won't stay home. Go see concerts and shows here in a hotspot zone.
I learned this morning, thanks to J. Scott and Rich Thomas, that Kokomo was the Beach Boys' biggest selling single, which kind of surprised me. It was a hit. I didn't realize it outsold Good Vibrations and all the others. We have callers, which is very rare on this talk show. And we'll start with Sherry.
Hey, Greg. How are you?
Oh, Sherry. My love. La, la, la. That would be a great song, you know? It really would.
It would. There's a couple of them out, I think.
Yeah. Good name for music.
Well, you know how I love to use our sponsors, right?
You are amazing, and we appreciate that.
I'm driving my Nissan Rogue.
Look at this. He's wow. A Jack Ingram.
Jack Ingram.
Just like me. Just like me. I love my Rogue.
And when my house got stuck by lightning a couple of weeks ago, and it messed up the thermostat on the AC unit, we called Clark.
Oh,
yay.
Awesome.
And and I took all my VHS tapes to Dan Black and got them converted to DVDs.
Dan Black, 2796036, for those of you who want to get your camcorder videos preserved.
Yes.
And there's another one.
Yes, today I had lunch at the new Wing Fingers.
Ah.
Yay.
It was delicious.
Yeah.
What'd you have?
I had two coworkers with me. I got the Mojo Chicken Rice Bowl.
Yes.
And it was fabulous.
I sampled that when I was down there for the sneak preview.
Yeah.
When Bob was
the chicken had a seasoning on it that was so good.
Well, yeah.
And it came with that white barbecue sauce.
Oh, yeah.
That was delicious.
Warning, it can be addictive.
And one of my friends got the Spencer's gooey fries.
Yeah.
And the other one got the gooey fries that had the Southern Fried Chicken wing fingers on top of it. And both of them just loved it.
Good. So, and I love the restaurant itself. It's great that Bob's got it going again at the RSA headquarters building.
Yeah, it's a little different. You go to when you first walk in, you place your order at the register.
Yeah.
They've got a big screen that tells you what the menu is, and you place your order there. They ask for your name, and you go and sit at your table, and they'll call your name. And you just go up and take your tray. And, of course, the drinks were self-serve, one of those big machines, you know, that you can pick 100 different kinds of drinks.
Yes, but you have craft beers and wine at the bar.
Yes, they did. And some lemonade, it's like a fresh squeezed lemonade.
That's what everybody's talking about. Jesse Lynn is a huge fan of that. That's the best lemonade anywhere. And like everything else, it's a homemade recipe, including the wing fingers.
That's
Sherry, thank you again for... I'm so glad you did, and I appreciate you taking the time to share it, and thanks for supporting just about everybody that advertises on my show. I'm very grateful.
They've all been good experiences.
Good. Glad to know that. You take care.
Love you, Sherry.
You too. Thank you. Love you, Rosie. Bye-bye.
Everybody loves Rosie. Everybody loves Rosie. I have to be so careful. Here's Reggie.
Hey, man. How are you today?
All right. What's up?
Hey, you cost me a lot of money today.
How did I do that?
Well, I talked to you yesterday about these key lime pies.
Yes.
And in the middle of the night, my taste buds started acting up. I got up early this morning, went to Renfro's, and bought two.
Yeah. And you couldn't wait for the ones that we're making?
Well, you're not making any for me. I'm buying some, and you're going to donate them to the police, right.
Yes,
and fire department.
Yes, in fact, I brought them to the station this afternoon.
Okay, I'll tell him.
By the way, I know you've heard this before, as we all have, but your check's in the mail.
No rush, man. We appreciate it very, very much.
But actually, it's not a check. I sent you cash. You won't want to have to worry about my check bouncing. But
cash doesn't bounce.
No, it doesn't. It'll be good.
You're like me. I still trust the Postal Service with that.
I admire so much what your son's.
I admire so much what
you and your son are doing.
He's just loving this. He is so excited that people are buying the pies he's making. I mean, it's been a great experience, and it's just the whole thing is just getting bigger.
And Leon's getting larger.
If he eats enough key lime pie, Leon will get larger. I have to run, Reggie.
If we had a way to take credit cards, everything would be a lot better.
We will work on that. We will absolutely work on that, I promise.
Okay.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
And now.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Take care. Delk and Tomlinson present.
And now it's time for marriage advice from a divorced guy.
Well, apparently buying her several pair of expensive shoes and providing a walk-in closet doesn't make all women happy.
That was today's marriage advice from a divorced guy.
And we join Jacqueline Tomlinson on line one.
Hey.
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 How's it going?
Good. We have listeners who are buying these key lime pies.
They're so good.
Some have asked me to give them to firemen and police.
I can make that happen.
I was going to ask if you had any connections there.
I have a couple connections at a couple of different places. So we'll chat on some connections at the fire department and some connections at Montgomery Police Department, as well as with the state law enforcement. So, yeah, we can definitely make that happen.
Awesome. That'll be great. And, of course, we have yours in our refrigerator. We're really cranking them out. I mean, it's really become almost a mass production thing. But
well, we need to incorporate this and turn this into a small business.
Yeah, let's. Hey, by the way, what'd you think of the big news that Joe Biden has picked Kamala Harris?
I mean, I had to literally FaceTime Mamie Hampton in the middle of the day to be like, really? Really? And she's like, it's the nail in his coffin. And I was like, let's hope so. But we'll see. I mean, I personally don't think it's a strong pick. But I don't think any of the candidates that he was really looking into are a good fit for the job right now. So
yeah, I've said the same thing. First of all, if he's the best they've got at the front of the ticket, the bench depth can't be very good.
Well, I liked her during the Democratic nomination process when the candidates were coming out, but when more about her started to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned more about her as a person and not just her political views, I had a little bit of a disdain for her just as a woman. I don't have any respect for a woman who uses her sexuality or her gender to advance her political or career goals. I just don't. I believe in hard work, not other ways of getting what you want. So,
and that's not like that story is not hard to look up how she launched her political career.
Yeah,
on her back. Pardon
and me. it's just disheartening as a woman. And you know, like I think that there are some phenomenal women candidates, and I think that a woman could run this country. I think a woman could be, you know, a vice president of the United States. I just don't think that the women that were put up for the position this go round were quite ready or qualified.
Let me ask you this, because I really can't say that I know a lot about women, but especially the women I know here in Alabama, they're not interested in being pandered to by a choice. They want somebody who's going to keep the country thriving so there's opportunity for their families and that they're safe.
Yeah, I think the majority of individuals that I know, at least the women that are educated and take the time to really investigate and become knowledgeable on the candidates that are put before them for any position, whether it be state, local, or national. Don't care if you're black, white, male, female. It doesn't matter. It's who's the best person for the job. And unfortunately, we're playing to these gender roles and these racial qualifications of people that really, at the end of the day, shouldn't matter. I think it's just as bad to say, I'm voting for so-and-so because they're black or because they're white or because they're male or because they're female. I think that's just as bad. You know, you should vote for somebody because they're qualified to do the job. You believe in their ideals and you believe that they're the best person for the position.
Well, you kind of have to feel for like the African-American former chief of police of Seattle who resigned.
He had enough.
Yeah. I mean, there's somebody who wanted to do her job, who wanted to protect the citizens of the property of Seattle and was not allowed to do her job by the idiot Mayor Dimwit there and resigns.
Well, I mean, there's a lot just going on right now that's incredibly unnerving. I mean, look at Millionaire Mile in Chicago. You cannot tell me that that's a peaceful protest. That's looting. There's a distinction.
I just got, and thanks to Morris Drinnenberg for finding the story. No, that's not looting. That's reparations.
Reparations. Is that what we're going to call it?
Yeah, Black Lives Matter organizer called Chicago looting, defended widespread looting in the Windy City over the weekend, calling it a reparation. I don't care if somebody decides to loot a Gucci's or a Macy's or a Nike, because that makes sure that the person eats. That makes sure that that person has clothes, organizer Ariel Atkins said at a rally outside the South Loop police station today.
But what about all of the black businesses that are black owned that are going out of business because of all of the rioting and the looting in these cities that are being completely annihilated because of this Black Lives Matter movement?
They don't care.
I mean, you're hurting your own people. I mean, I just feel like we all need to stand up and say enough is enough. Black, white, red, yellow, green,
yes,
doesn't matter. Like, enough is enough.
I really believe most people want to live their lives. They want to feel as safe as you can in this world that we live in today. But the brazenness, the emboldenment of these groups, that they're making arrests in Portland and places, and they're re-releasing these people, and they're back the next day burning stuff down.
Well, did you hear about the individual who was released on rape, and then he went and killed the girl?
Yeah, in Virginia. What a horrible story.
And then we had a breaking story this afternoon. A 5-year-old little boy was shot execution style. A little white boy, and it was an African-American gentleman. And people are not outraged by this?
No, because the media tells them what to be outraged about on a daily basis.
There are so many travesties that go on a daily basis that people turn a blind eye to. And nobody cares. Nobody's saying anything about the 27-year-old black female here in Montgomery this weekend that was shot and killed and our 41st or 47th homicide. Like, no, that's not infuriating to people here that our crime rate is the way that it is. Like, why don't we worry about what's going on in our own backyard before we worry about something that's going on somewhere else that we have no control over? It's sickening.
Are you in a hurry? You don't have to run, do you?
Nah, I'm driving home.
Oh. Well, let me take a break here. We're going to have a traffic just in time for your ride home.
Wonderful. And I have a baby update, so.
Yay.
Oh, okay. When we come back.
Tuesday.
All right. Stay tuned. We have a baby update just ahead as Jacqueline Timeless. That happens when I get like one syllable ahead because there's just so much to do. When it comes to furniture shopping, your problems, whatever you're looking for, can be immediately solved with one visit to a place called Kaiser Fine Furniture, which is in an unostentatious building, 65,000 square feet of selections. And man, if you can't find what you're looking for there, and they cater to all tastes and styles. So whatever you're looking for, Stella's our point person there. They've got everything in this enormous warehouse. Wear comfortable shoes if you're going in to browse. But if you're looking for something specific, Stella can line them up for you, the choices and the budget that you're talking about. If you want to go a little bit bigger, they can open a Synchrony account for you at 0% interest at Kaiser. Great customer service, fantastic people, and It's time that you discover them. So if you're shopping for any furniture, please put them on your list. At least check them out. Plus, you only pay 8.25% sales tax at Kaiser Fine Furniture, 4044 Wetumpka Highway, or shopkaiser.com. News, traffic, Rich, next.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Dallas County DA Michael Jackson warning residents about a scam involving masks. He says scam artists show up at your door offering free masks. He says those masks contain substances on them that can render the wearer unconscious, which allows the crook to rob the person. Jackson says if you become a victim, contact the authorities. More charges have been filed against David Justice, a local businessman accused of child sex abuse. Blount County authorities have charged David Justice with 20 additional charges of sex abuse of a child less than 12 years old, as well as one count of sodomy. The Blount County DA is asking for his bond to be set at $660,000. He'll remain in jail without bond until a judge makes a decision. The total number of COVID-19 cases in Alabama is now nearing 100,000. Right now, there are 99,926 cases. However, the rate of new infections continues to slow down. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are busy everywhere around the city right now. A lot of congestion on the Boulevard, especially East Boulevard, both sides of I-85. Taylor Road busy from Atlanta Highway to Vaughan Road. We've got a lot of outbound traffic on Norman Bridge. 31s are busy. I-65 and 85 not looking too bad right now, but heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. Keep it here, and we will keep you updated throughout the afternoon. Time to go back to school. Premier Place has it all. Shop Big Lots, Burke's Outlet, Michael's, GameStop, Linmark, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jake.
Injured in a wreck? The Vance Law Firm doesn't get paid until you get paid. Dial 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens for Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better, after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie, Holly, and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everything that you and your church family need. Blessings is a Lifeway authorized dealer and your local Christian bookstore. They also have a great selection of supplies, including all-in-one communion provisions for your congregation, and they are in stock today. Blessings carries great Christian gifts, shirts, and unique pieces you won't find anywhere else. You can find Blessings, a Christian store, at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook, and online at blessings.com. LaserCopyCS.com.
LaserCopy is your silent partner when it comes to all printing and shipping for your business. LaserCopy can print brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and any other business printing that you need done. LaserCopy can safely and securely pack and ship your UPS, FedEx, and postal packages. And they're now printing all COVID-related signs that are needed everywhere. LaserCopy also makes signs, banners, and even magnetic signs for your vehicle. LaserCopy, 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The best news I have for you for the next few days is the number of storms will be increasing. In other words, your odds of getting wet are getting better, but still the storms will be random. It'll be feast or famine. Some towns will get a lot of rain, and other towns not nearly as much. Storms fade out overnight tonight, low 76. I think the rain chances are a notch higher tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening hours. Still in the mid-90s tomorrow and Thursday, but low 90s on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Boy, look at the time.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
That reminds me, we have Rich Thomas fan, shirtless Rich Thomas fan, Jacqueline Tomlinson on the phone.
number one fan.
Legal question.
I might have an answer.
Well, it's this General Flynn tragedy, which that obsessed racist judge in D.C. has been told. They're not prosecuting. They've dropped it. But he is continuing the circus. And today the argument in court is, since the DOJ has dropped the charges, there's no prosecutor. How can you go through a case when you don't have a prosecutor there pressing charges?
I don't know.
Sounds like somebody's home now.
You hear him?
No.
While we were on the break, he goes, "Mommy, look at my hand." When I turn around, he's like, hands are smurf blue. And he's like, "I played with markers," and I'm like,
oh boy.
But yeah, so we, you know, the school that he goes to, they keep their schedules like a full academic year. So they all move up to the next class in August. And so we're on day two of his new class. And it's so funny because I picked him up today and his teacher was like, "Yeah, he's just a ball of energy." And I'm like, yeah, I know.
In case you hadn't noticed, right?
Yeah. I know. As she looks at me, you know, 7 months pregnant, and I'm like, yeah, I know. But yeah, so baby update.
Oh, yes. Hold on. Let me get the attention-getting sounder we use for these special occasions.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
All right, let's bring it in with a drum roll. Jacqueline's baby is now the size of a...
large eggplant.
Congratulations.
Large eggplant.
So I'm imagining having a large eggplant in my own belly.
That moves.
That, yeah, makes its presence known rather continuously.
And has teeth. Mm-hmm.
Teeth?
Yeah. Well, think about it. I mean, she's got the stuff in there to make teeth. I mean, she might have a full set of chompers when she comes out, but...
There have been some babies that
right?
have been born.
Okay, So I went down this rabbit hole when I was pregnant with Steven about like weird things that happen that are completely normal but like abnormal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
About like babies born with a full set of teeth or, you know, things like that. I'm like, I have to get out of this rabbit hole. Like, this is terrifying. You know, things that are totally healthy for a baby, just kind of weird, you know, odd things that don't normally happen. But so we are officially in our third trimester today.
Congratulations from all of us.
Thank you. I have done nothing but incubate. So, you know, that's all on her and God. So, you know, we're just rocking along, but I feel great, you know.
If I may be so bold.
What do you want to know? I'm an open book.
Oh, no. I'm going to.
He's going to make a statement.
I'm going to have one of my manly.
Do it.
Manly man assessments.
Okay.
Because I can see the glow in a woman who's pregnant, but I can hear the glow in your voice.
Oh, thanks.
There you go.
That?
I hope my clients feel the same way. I hope they're not like, God, she's hormonal. Opposing counsels are probably like, God, she's hormonal. But yeah, no, so far so good. Everything, you know, everything's rocking along.
When you're doing hearings and things like that, are those still being done by video or is some of that?
Yeah, I had one today. They're being done virtually still. I have had a couple of colleagues of mine have in-person hearings, but they're very far and few between. So I don't want people to think that the court system is closed, but I also don't want people to think that hearings are necessarily being held in person right now. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And I want to make just a blanket public service announcement. We know that this is frustrating. Yeah. We are equally as frustrated. And by we, I mean everybody, the judges, the clerks, the court staff. So we know this is not ideal, but please be patient and understand that just the way that it is right now. And what scares me is once things start popping back off normal, a lot of criminal cases are going to take precedent over civil litigation because of constitutional issues, okay? You got to remember, there's people that have been, you know, arrested or charged with a crime that have a right to be, you know, have their day in court, have their due process, if you will. So I think things are going to be extremely backed up for a while. And I wouldn't be surprised, Greg, if some of my clients didn't get final hearings until the summer of 2021.
Wow.
So, absent an emergency, and I don't want people to hear that and panic, the sooner you file, you get in line. You get a case number, and you get a designated spot, and you're in the line. Don't wait too long, because I'm already getting orders setting matters for December, you know, like my clients won't even really be affected by my maternity leave because nothing's really being set.
Let me ask though, if somebody's in a situation where abuse is involved, and we know that at least from statistics I've seen, this is amped up because people have been confined and
Having those hearings. I'm having there's a civil aspect and a criminal aspect.
Right.
A civil aspect would be a protection from abuse action. Those are being held by the court. I know those are being held in person and virtually. I've done both. On a criminal level, I don't believe that the Municipal Court of Montgomery, which is the only one I can really speak to, is up and running. I think that they're still setting things out in September, October, and that's, you know, to be determined. So if somebody is in a domestic violence situation, do not hesitate on calling, you know, an attorney or the law or whatever you can to protect yourself, because that will never stop. The sanctity and safety of human life is always going to be a court's priority.
That's good to hear, and I'm glad you had a chance to say that before we wrapped up this afternoon. And again, to reach out not only for issues like that or for a consultation if the insanity of this entire year has damaged your relationship, reach out at 819-4810-819-4810 for Delk and Tomlinson Attorneys at Law.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Maybe Friday we can do a conference, if you're both available, with you and Dana together.
We'll be together, yeah. So we could definitely make something happen. I tried to get her this afternoon, but we had some things pop off at the office, and so...
Well, that's the priority, but it's always good to check in. So now you're on. By the way, besides eggplant, don't they always compare to an item like?
Yeah. Okay. So she's an eggplant, a size of a fox, which is the animal, And then the fun toy or gadget was one of those red camping lanterns, like the old-timey lantern with the handle.
Yeah. Wow. Coleman lantern?
Yes, yeah. Like a Coleman camping lantern.
A fox?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. I thought that was fun.
A baby fox.
Hey, well, the good news is it's 100 degrees in the shade, and there's only 3 more months.
I know. Isn't that exciting? Oh, wait. Yeah. And you're going to have your baby on, like, one of the most contentious elections ever. So, like,
yeah.
Awesome sauce. Like, yeah. during a worldwide pandemic with quarantine with a 3-year-old, could I have planned this any better, you guys?
I got to admit.
Yeah. You did a great job.
You've aced the test for 2020.
God, I've aged about 10 years.
And, well, I'll get with you through Messenger or text on the pies for the police.
Yeah,
I'm coming to get my pie tomorrow.
Okay, are you coming to the studio?
Yes, but okay. Rosie, I'll text you because Amy just text messaged me that I had 3 new consults tomorrow, so I don't know what time, guys, but
okay.
I'll be by.
All right, well, you know where we'll be.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks, Jacqueline Tomlinson. She's an amazing woman. Think about what she's managing.
A lot.
But I have watched her. And little Stevie, you know, she's every bit the mother. I watch Raymond, you know, they have 3 kids in that family. There's so many times when Patricia Heaton reminds me of Jacqueline or Jacqueline reminds me of her, depending on where we're at. Yeah, pies are in-house, by the way. Is anybody scheduled to pick one up this afternoon?
James Cole said he may.
It's here, if you can. I know the weather kind of put a damper on a lot of people's travel plans, although things have lightened up and all the warnings have expired. When we come back from this break, the Hodge twins will be here, and it's a great, great bit. AOC, you crazy. 437.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic updating the highways. We have a lot of congestion around the boulevard this afternoon at the major intersections, normal for this time of day. Norman Bridge, very heavy outbound, as well as Atlanta Highway. Taylor Road on both sides of I-85. Got a lot of congestion Northern Boulevard at Jackson Ferry and at Coliseum Boulevard. Use caution wherever you are. Just very busy out there right now, but no accidents in us to pass along to you. Trenton State Community College is offering continued education classes in pharmacy technician and medical billing and coding. Funding is available on a first-come basis. Classes begin September 8th. Call 334-799-6556 for more information. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jane.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to see a doctor? Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Sinclair's is now open, and after being sanitized from top to bottom, Sinclair's is now totally smoke-free. No smoking. You know Sinclair's has been a Montgomery favorite for decades. Johnny Sullivan and his staff are still here and ready to serve you right now. You can enjoy their favorite menu items with their limited seating in the dining room or convenient curbside pickup service. Everything you've come to expect from Sinclair's. Updated lunch and dinner menus include salads, sandwiches, pasta, and steaks. Call Sinclair's at 271-7654 to place your order, and they'll still deliver it right to your car. Or you can dine in. Sinclair's, now a no-smoking restaurant and a Montgomery tradition for decades. Call them, 271-7654, or check out their Facebook page. Now, totally non-smoking. Sinclair's.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
Metro Fitness is here to serve all your fitness needs. We're welcoming summer with a great three-month membership special that includes all the gym has to offer with no hidden fees. Come experience our variety in group fitness classes, the walking track, steam room, sauna, and the functional fitness zone. We're following all the new guidelines set down by the Department of Public Health, so your safety is our priority. Come be a part of our Metro family in this great three-month offer. MetroFitness.com.
They had snuck in the night and committed these murders. Nobody had a clue about who or a why.
You got eight people dead, and things like that don't usually happen in a small town. I mean, they don't usually happen anywhere, and it was just a real shock.
4+ years after these murders, and they couldn't have written a more sinister story than what's playing out in Pike County, Ohio right now.
Listen to the Piketon Massacre wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. More charges have been filed against David Justice, a local businessman accused of child sex abuse. Blount County authorities have charged David Justice with 20 additional charges of sex abuse of a child less than 12 years old, as well as one count of sodomy. The Blount County DA is asking for his bond to be set at $660,000. He'll remain in jail without bond until a judge makes a decision. Dallas County DA Michael Jackson warning residents about a scam involving masks. He says scam artists show up at your door offering free masks. He says those masks contain substances on them that can render the wearer unconscious, which allows the crook to rob the person. Jackson says if you become a victim, contact the authorities. The total number of COVID-19 cases in Alabama is now nearing 100,000. Right now, there are 99,926 cases. However, the rate of new infections continues to slow down. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The best news I have for you for the next few days is the number of storms will be increasing. In other words, your odds of getting wet are getting better, but still the storms will be random. It'll be feast or famine. Some towns will get a lot of rain, and other towns not nearly as much. Storms fade out overnight tonight, low 76. I think the rain chances are a notch higher tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening hours. Still in the mid-90s tomorrow and Thursday, but low 90s on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, I am prouder than a rabid possum to announce that I am now a businesswoman. Yep, I have opened up a hair removal salon in my kitchen. You see, all the ladies in my trailer court ain't been able to go to the hair waxing place since all this mess started, and oh, it was getting bad. Heck, Verna's mustache was so full, I started calling her Burt Reynolds. And then I thought, well, hey, I know how to rip hair out of people's, wherever. I mean, I do have a degree in it, after all. So I got me some wax strips, and I moved the litter box out of the kitchen to make it like a real professional-type environment, and I just started ripping away. Yep, I'm calling my business Meredith's Bald Spot. Okay, y'all. I gotta go now. Darla Jean's coming over in a few, and she's got a unibrow so thick I may have to bust out the Roundup and the Weed Whacker. Wish me luck.
Good luck, Menthol. You say this for her. She always sounds upbeat. Joining us on line one is Legal Eagle and local heartthrob,
yes!
Chad.
Gregster, how you doing, my man?
No surprise
with Kamala Harris to me. I knew two days ago she was going to be the pick. You know how I knew?
How?
Because the New York Times ran a puff piece on her.
Oh?
Saying that she had a record of policing the police. And they ran all the stuff about how she wanted to reimagine policing and how she was for prosecution of police officers and all this other kind of stuff. And I said, now, why in the world would the New York Times be running this now?
Yeah.
And I'm like, somebody leaked the name to her. She doesn't bring anything to the ticket. She hurts the ticket, I think. The Democrats already own California,
yeah.
So she didn't bring anything electorally there.
And most of America thinks California is nuts.
So, yes, that's exactly
so
right.
From there is not going to be particularly persuasive in the heartland.
Right. And this is the same candidate who basically wiped the floor with Biden by calling him a racist because of his positions on busing. She also, a lot of people won't remember this, but she also said she believed Biden's accusers about his inappropriate conduct. Remember that?
Yeah.
What a great commercial that'll make with her saying, yes, I believe his accusers, and now you're running as his VP, you know? And then she had a pretty bad reputation on prosecuting minorities for minor crimes like marijuana.
Yeah, she put a lot of black men in jail in California.
Right. Yeah, well, in California, to show you how bad it got, the black population in California is 6%, but the jail population is 29%. And a lot of those folks are in jail for minor drug possession crimes. And so she's got a lot of problems, not to mention the fact her great-great-grandfather was a Jamaican slave trader.
Well, we'll never hear that. We'll never hear that from the mainstream media.
Won't hear it's really kind of interesting. It's clear that that Biden picked her because of her race and her sex, which is, you know, it's sad that the Democratic Party doesn't really care about meritocracy. They just care about skin color and sex or gender, you know, whatever. You know, that's fine. I can think of a lot of better black candidates that could have been selected. But, you know, it's going to be interesting because, she's married to a white guy, a lawyer out of D.C., Her father is, I don't know if he's black or mixed or he's Jamaican, but her mother's from India.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a real, she basically is a melting pot. She's what, you know, America is now, is a melting pot. And that's great.
They're going to call her a black woman because that's what they promised their demented constituents.
Right. And the thing about it is that I don't really care whether she's black, white, mixed or whatever. That's not really an...
Isn't it ironic that it's the knuckle-dragging conservatives who are way ahead of the left on that particular issue?
Yeah, I don't care. One of my favorite people is Nikki Haley.
Yeah.
You know, and nobody wants to talk about her.
2024, you know? Maybe, yeah.
Right. Or when...
How about Haley and Noam for 2024?
Right. Yeah, exactly. So I guess my question is, what exactly does she bring to the ticket? She's also just not a likable person. I mean, the way she treated Jeff Sessions, the way she treated Kavanaugh during the hearings there, she's very snarky and just doesn't have a likable personality. Now, okay, fine. You can say that about Trump, too, all right? But we're not talking about Trump today, right? We're talking about what the vice presidential choice of the Democratic Party brings to the ticket. It's really uninspiring. I can't believe he waited this long to make such an obvious pick. I mean, it's just like, we waited 2 extra weeks because you couldn't make up your mind between Kamala Harris.
I think, and Chad, I got to run. I appreciate that so much. That she had so much Botox pumped into her face that she really looked freakish. I'm not being saying that to be mean. It's true. The pictures are out there. Just run a quick search. Kamala Harris, Botox, and you'll see. Let's talk about hunting for a moment with our friend Randy Burkhalter from Prattville Farm Center. Hunter's Night Out coming up on Thursday.
Did you say Botox?
Botox. I have actually have a fake spot for something called Botox, so I will pull that out and play that later.
Yes, sir. We've got our Hunter's Night Out coming up Thursday night there in the lovely village of Autaugaville, Alabama at the R.H. Kirkpatrick Arena. And it is a... It's going to be a big deal, I believe. We got a lot of vendors lined up. A lot of local vendors, Prattville Outdoors. They sell outdoor equipment here in town. Wildlife Group sells trees, fruit trees, and ornamentals, and trees for wildlife.
I understand that you have an up-and-coming country music star slated to appear.
You may have heard of her.
Jessie
America's
Lynn?
Singing cowgirl is Jessie Lynn.
Yeah.
She's going to be our, and thank goodness she's doing it, because I fumble with, I'm not a wordsmith like you radio folks. So I would fumble around with a mic, but she's going to be our MC as well as our entertainment. Two
That's
for
great.
The price of one. Can't believe that. That's great.
All right, and what's the time again?
We're going to probably get started really about 5:30, but we're kind of advertising 6. And it's not a thing where you have to stay for any length of time. You can come and go. We're saying, you know, somewhere around 6 to 8, probably people will trickle on out. But certainly if they're wanting to talk longer with the vendors and all, stay.
It's, again... Do you have the information on your Facebook page or a place I can share from or a flyer? It's, maybe Tammy sent me a flyer.
I hope she said, I can shoot you a flyer.
Let me check. It's been a little bit crazy this afternoon because we walked in the door and Joe Biden announced his VP pick, and it's been nuts ever since. In fact, a clip that I lined up to play at 3:10 is still sitting here unplayed.
That is crazy.
It's been a little whack. Well, yeah, please send me that so I can put it on my social media and get the word out.
Well, I will certainly do that, and that would help us, because you're a very social media person. You got all kinds.
Yeah, that's me.
You got all kinds of them friends, those thumbs ups.
Well,
yeah,
I do my best. What can I say? All right, Randy, and we'll talk to you again Thursday morning, day of the event, and Jessie will be talking it up too, because we want people to come out and see her.
Oh, she's great. Hey, thank you for giving us the shout out there.
Anytime, man. Anytime. Thanks. You've been a good friend. Appreciate it. It is 4:52. We like to help all of our clients. In fact, I got a message here. We were talking about Morris Campuano this morning. And somebody that's ready to get pre-approved asked for his number. The reason we were talking about him is because for first-time homebuyers, he's so perfect, temperamentally suited for a young first-time homebuyer. This is the guy to lead you through it, because it's an exciting time, but he knows how to navigate people through it. And you don't want to go through it scared. You want to go through it excited, because you're buying a house and you're probably going to be living at a better and bigger place and paying less per month because you have a mortgage with tax-deductible interest and a place you can call your own. 409-9300 is Morris's number, and he's with Renaissance Bank. They're an equal housing lender, and his NMLS number is 88697. You can't go wrong with Morris. In fact, we'll be talking to him about a refi, I think, pretty soon. 4:54.
Traffic is brought to you by Brubaker.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Found the Buttox ad. It's coming up as we close it on 5.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we're looking pretty good around the city now. We've got mostly moderate conditions as far as traffic on the boulevard. Congestion at the major intersections. We are busy outbound on Madison Avenue and Atlanta Highway. Taylor Road's busy, as well as Norman Bridge Road outbound this afternoon. 31's got a good bit of traffic on them. I-65 and 85 light to mostly moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up, drive carefully. No new accidents into us to tell you about at this time. Create your own deal and buy your new Toyota online at ReinhartToyota.com. Buying a Toyota has never been easier. Visit their showroom or shop online at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell James.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar right down here on that beautiful Alabama River. Let's talk about that beautiful river. If you hadn't ever been down here and experienced it, it really is a pretty river. Water's so clear right now, you can, in the shallow parts, you can see the fish, you can see the turtles in it. It's just a pretty space. We got some pontoon boats you can rent and ride up and down the river, bring your friends or family, check out what's going on down here. We'll also cook you up some fresh seafood, man. Get some fresh crab claws in from by all the bachelors, some shrimp from down there, getting our fresh fish from Destin over here, and getting you some good food, y'all. We also got a killer ribeye steak we cook up. That's hard to believe at an oyster bar, but we sell a bunch of ribeyes. Come down and check it out if you think I'm kidding you. You'll know when you leave. But let's talk about also the RV park. We got a place you can bring your campground down here and bring your camper with you, and we'll get you fixed up. Have a good time on the river. Check it all out at CapitalOysterBar.com and our Facebook page. Y'all get down here soon. We've been missing you.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You've got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Peppertree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
I got David Little from Tucker Pecan. Things are opening back up a little more now. You got a lot going on down at Tucker.
Yes, they are, Bubba. Everything's getting right and getting back to normal. And I tell you what, I want to thank everybody for sticking with us through all this tough time. And you know what? We are making candy fresh daily if you need a gift. We've got some great beach tote bags, lake bags. We've got all that. Got those wonderful dry wick beach towels in. And you know, if that's not your thing, we've just got some good old-fashioned food. We've got the Bearded Pickle Guys pickles. We've got the Vertigo hot sauce. We've got the Crowded Flour grits. We've got Captain Rodney's. We've got the Little Bull seasoning. Go on your steaks, your barbecue, your vegetables. We've got all that. Plus, we have great jewelry. You know, if you need a gift for somebody, all you got to do is call us up, come by. We'll take care of your gift giving. We'll wrap it, and it will be the best gift ever.
Tell them where you are.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470. Like us on Facebook.
Liberty Mutual Insurance.